With their heavily orchestrated sweet ballads, the Australian soft rock group Air Supply became a staple of early 80s radio, scoring a string of 7 straight top 5 singles. Air Supply, for most intents and purposes, was the duo of vocalists Russell Hitchcock and Graham Russell. Other members came through the group over the years, yet they only functioned as backing musicians and they added little to the group's actual sound. Hitchcock and Russell met while performing at the Sydney production of Jesus Christ Superstar back in 1976. The two singers formed a partnership, and with the addition of 4 supporting musicians, namely keyboardist Frank Esler-Smith, guitarist David Moyes, bassist David Green, and drummer Ralph Cooper, they formed Air Supply. Here now is a brief compilation of some of their hits. Love and
here I am, the one that you love, asking for another day.
For several years, Air Supply gained no attention outside of Australia, earning one significant hit single in late 1976, namely Love and Other Bruises. Their first international exposure, however, came in the late 70s when Rod Stewart had them as his opening act on his North American tour. Air Supply then signed a record contract with Arista in 1980, releasing their first album, Lost in Love, by the end of that year. And it was a major success in the United States, selling over 2 million copies and spawning the hit singles such as Lost in Love, All Out of Love, and Every Woman in the World. Here's one of those songs right now. The following year, 1981, they released their second album, The One That You Love, and the title track became a number one hit, and it also featured two other top 10 hits, Here I Am, Just When I Thought I Was Over You, and Sweet Dreams. With their third album, 1982's Now and Forever, their popularity dipped slightly. It had two singles, Young Love and Two Less Lonely People in the World, which scraped the bottom of the top 40, but the album did have one top 10 hit, and here it is right now.
Just been you, then you came to me, and my loneliness left me. I used to think I was tied to a heartache that was the heartbreak, but now that I found you, even the nights are better. Now that we're here together, even the nights are better. Someone to hold me until you told me, and now that I found you, even the nights are better. Now that we're here together, even the nights are better since I found you. Oh, oh, oh. Even the days are brighter when someone you love beside.
In 1983, having had so many top-selling hits during the previous 6 years, Air Supply released their greatest hits collection. It featured many of their previous hits, but also introduced a new single, Making Love Out of Nothing at All. The single spent 2 weeks at number two, while the album peaked at number seven and eventually sold over 7 million copies. Here now is that highly successful single too. Thank you.
I know just how to whisper, and I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers, and I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it, and I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth, and then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you, and I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer, and I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading, and I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you, but I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches, and I know the ways to fame. I know all the rules, and then I know how to break them, and I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you, and I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all. 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 Out of nothing at all.
Two years later, the group released Air Supply, their fourth album. It featured the number 19 single, Just As I Am. But it was clear that their audience was shrinking. The album was their first not to go platinum. Their Hearts in Motion album in 1986 was even less successful, peaking at number 84 and spending only 9 weeks on the charts. After its disappointing performance, Air Supply decided to break up. Hitchcock and Russell reunited back in 1993, releasing The Earth Is. But the album failed to make the charts, as did another one called The Vanishing Race and 1995's News from Nowhere. The new millennium marked the band's first studio album in 4 years, and their popularity continued to soar in Southeast Asia, culminating in the release of Now and Forever, Greatest Hits Live, which was a CD and DVD recording of a live concert in Taiwan. Also in 1995, and it stayed at the top of the Asian album charts for 16 long weeks. And then from 2001 to 2010, they continued to tour heavily throughout Asia in select venues in the USA as well. And in October of 2012, Air Supply was honoured by the Ride of Fame. A double-decker bus was dedicated to them and now roams the streets of New York City. On the 24th of October 2013, the Australian recording industry announced that Air Supply were to be inducted into the Hall of Fame on the 1st of December 2013 at the same ceremony as the annual ARIA Awards. And so to end this tribute to a very durable and popular Australian band, Air Supply, I'll end this tribute with an appropriate song. May the joy and love expressed in their music last for a long, long time.
Never.